Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank McDonald. And now, play ball. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kramer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kramer. Rothrock moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Bill Shores now pitching. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Van Camp scores. Pickering moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Rhein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Pickering steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Boley, who tags Webb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pickering hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Rommel moves to third. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rommel scores. Bishop moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston has Bishop trapped. There's the throw to Pickering and over to Berry, who tags Bishop for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhine. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 4 in the game. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. We'll see more now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Phil Tote pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Kramer moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing right field. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Phil Tote now playing first base. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.